Excited to be sharing with you this morning, and I really trust you'll step out here in your heart too, that God will really speak to you, and that we will step out here changed by the Holy Spirit and what He has told us today. So Lenny made sure that we all have books, you know, on which page we are at today, and DJ explained to us last week that we will be looking at four different tanks, internal tanks, our physical tanks, our emotional tank, our spiritual tank, and our mental tank. And this morning, we are going to be looking at our physical tank. So please close your eyes for me. Let us pray. Our Father, thank you for just the privilege of being together. Thank you that we can dig into your word, and thank you that we can get really practical because you are guiding us along the way. Father, I pray that you would open our hearts, open our minds, and come and help us to hear your still that is not of you, that we can keep our eyes focused on you and know that what you want to say to us this morning. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. In Jesus' name, amen. What? Our physical energy, our physical tanks. Are you ready to get jumping up and down, running through the corridors? Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm only joking. I remember when I was, we were still living in Secunda. My sister came and visited us. I was still a student. She was in high school, so we were on holiday at the time. And CrossFit just became like a thing. Well, there was a big hype about CrossFit, and there was a gym that offered the first class was free. So we decided the one morning we are going to go and look and see what this is all about. And we are very grateful that we could get afterwards just go back to and rest. It was an incredible class. It was cardio, it was wall balls and burpees, and we were completely exhausted. And we just went to shower and then went to bed, and we didn't get up for the whole day. It was, yeah, really hectic. So luckily, we are not talking about our physical energy, our physical strength. We are not talking about our capabilities on the treadmill and stuff like that. We are talking about our energy levels, our day-to-day things that we do, the way that we live, and our physical body that we use during our day-to-day lives. So for the note takers, for those of you that want to write down what I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to share four things that I believe that we should be believing about our physical bodies, and then two things that we can put into practice when it comes to our physical tanks. So number one, God created my physical body. In Genesis 1 verse 27 it says, "So God created mankind. In his own image, in the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And when you're reading Genesis 1, it speaks about how God spoke life into existence. Let there be birds in the sky, and let there be fish in the sea. And so it was. And then we get to Genesis 2, where it's written how God created man. Genesis 2 verse 7 says, "The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." So when God created mankind, it was personal. It was an intimate thing between God and man. He breathed his breath into life, into man, and that's how the man came to life. You are sitting here this morning with God's breath in your lungs. Your body here this morning is a great workmanship of God's hands. David writes it in Psalms 139 from verse 1, says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, fearfully and wonderfully made. work. Just switch to the handout. Sorry, it's. Okay, let's try that again. I'm just going to start reading for us again. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Isn't that the most beautiful, astonishingly beautiful picture of David actually saying, God, it was your hands that knit me together in my mother's womb? I remember when we brought home my son from the hospital after giving birth. My daughter is 2 years older than him, so she was sitting on the couch, and she was now all excited about seeing this baby brother for the first time. And my husband held my son on my daughter's lap, and she was just so amazed at looking at these fingers, and that they're 10 fingers. And then she looks at his toes, and then there's 10 toes. And when I saw that picture of my two kids being created by God, I was so overwhelmed by emotion and gratitude and just the amazingness of how God created us. And if I feel like that as an earthly parent, how much more does God look at us and feel awe and excitement and see beauty in the creation that he made? Because he's the one that actually created us. The sad part about this is that many of us struggle with self-loathing. There are many people that, when they look at their physical bodies, when they think about their physical bodies, they really dislike one, two, or maybe three more aspects about their physical body. And the answer, I don't think, is to just be more excited and think positive thoughts about it, but rather to go back to the Creator, to look at the amazing way God created our bodies. So I'd like to share a few amazing things about the human body. So infants are born with approximately 300 bones. But as they grow, some of these bones fuse together. So by the time they reach adulthood, they only have 206 bones in their bodies. Really cool, eh? Every second, your body produces 25 million new cells. This means in 15 seconds, you would have had produced more cells than there are people in the United States. So if I counted to 15, you would have produced more cells than people, all of the people in the United States. The blood vessels of a human body, if they were to be taken out and laid end to end, they would be long enough to travel around the world more than 3 times. That's hilarious and amazing all at the same time. Stronger than. And then lastly, kilogram for kilogram, your bones are stronger than steel. One block of bone the size of a matchbox can support up to 8,000 kilograms of weight. How amazing is that? And then we haven't even thought about our brains, how our hearts work, our digestive system, and those are things that just occur. I don't tell my body, oh, you need to digest this apple that I just ate. That all just happens. Our bodies are amazing. God created it amazingly. Number two, your physical body belongs to God. 1 Corinthians 6 from verse 19 to 20 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." This is a really profound verse, and I really hope that you can see in this verse that God says that he bought us with a price, and that includes our physical bodies. And he speaks about, of course, the reference to Jesus Christ dying on the cross for us, trading places with us, forgiving our sins. But it's not just a spiritual thing. God is saying here that I bought you, I purchased all of you, including your physical body. And Paul says here that you can't do whatever you like with it because it's God's, and you should be honoring your God with your body. And then what's even more amazing is that it says here, and we know it, but the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. He dwells within this physical body of ours. So I am to honor God with my physical body, with my physical strength, with my physical energy, because it belongs to him. And incidentally, the context of this verse actually speaks about our sexuality. And Paul is saying you cannot do whatever you want with your body because it belongs to God. You were bought at a price, and Jesus, God, owns our body. And I recommend to you to go and read the whole chapter, but Paul actually says that we are doing damage to ourselves when we live out sexuality that's outside of how God designed it to be. Number three, one day I shall receive a new heavenly body. One picture that the New Testament describes our physical bodies is like a tent. It's a temporary dwelling. And for many of us, that is great news. We are one day going to trade in our body. We're going to get a brand new one when we die, and it will be an eternal body. So listen to how the Bible describes the ever body that between our physical body and our eternal forever body that we will get one day. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, and it is raised a spiritual body. And then Revelation 21 verse 4 says, there is no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Isn't that great news? Many of us are sitting here that their physical bodies are ill or sick or weak. One day we will get an eternal body that is imperishable and that is raised in power. Number four, what should we be believing about our physical body is that while I'm in this body, I am to take good care of it. The teaching in the Bible for us is over and over again. While you're in this body, you have to take care of it. And when it comes to our physical bodies, we tend to fall in one of two extremes, and neither of them are helpful. The first one is we end up in idolatry. When we think about our physical bodies, that is the be-all and end-all. We focus too much on it. We spend too much energy on it, too much time on it, too much money on it. We worry about our hair, our clothes, the way we look. That is, we're making an idol of our bodies. It becomes our identity. We get so fixated on our physical body that we put our value and our identity in our physical bodies. The other side of that spectrum is that we can end up in is neglect. And that is the opposite of idolatry. We don't spend any time on our physical well-being. We don't really care about it. And sometimes you can be spiritual about it as well. Well, I'm getting a new body, so it doesn't really matter. And that's not biblical. That is not how God views our physical bodies. And people that neglect their physical well-being also tend to have bad sleeping patterns. They have bad eating and exercising and drinking habits. And we also don't then necessarily see the signals that our bodies are giving us that something is not okay. So we don't want to end up in either of those extremes. We believe that somewhere in the middle is the biblical way of taking care of our bodies. And this morning I want to give you a thought or an idea that our physical bodies are actually a means to an end. And what do I mean when I say that? God all gave us a purpose. We are all here for a God-driven purpose here on earth. And our bodies is the vessel that he created and entrusted us with to carry out that purpose that he has given us. So to summarize, what should we be believing about our physical bodies? He created it. God created our bodies. Our bodies belong to him. One day I shall receive a new body, and while I'm in this body, I have to take good care of it. So let's look at two things that we can put into practice when it comes to our physical tanks. Number one, we have to cut out coffee. It should be up on the screen. I just saw DJ's face like getting completely pale. Now, coffee is biblical. There's a whole book written about it. It's called Hebrews. That's why husbands should be making coffee to their wives. What should we put into practice when it comes to our physical tanks? Gratefulness. Many of us are quick to complain when it comes to our physical bodies. We complain in our words, we complain in our thoughts. And I want to use this as an example. I'm going to put it up on the screen. I am too, fill in the blank. How often in this past week or in this past month have you had thoughts about I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too weak, I'm too tired, I'm too young, I'm too old? And that is what our mindset, that's what is playing up in our minds. Our narrative becomes that negative way of thinking. But what if we, instead of looking at the negative, what we think is bad about our bodies, what if we look at what God has done and what we can be thankful for within our bodies? For example, thank you, Lord, for creating me. Thank you for the gift of sight and hearing. If those senses are working, thank God for them. Thank you, Lord, that I can taste this food. Thank you, Lord, for the energy that I do have. Thank you for helping me every day. Thank you that my heart beats. I have a brain that works and that there's breath in my lungs. You are an amazing creator. Remember how David put it in Psalms 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And those words are words of gratefulness, of thanks. And praise is active. And an active outward gratefulness actually is healthy to our bodies. When we express gratitude, our body releases serotonin and oxytocin, which are actually like healthy hormones for our bodies. It makes us feel good and it makes us happy. So being thankful actually is good for us. Has any one of you been sick with the flu or a cold and you had to be in bed for 2 or 3 days, not being able to like much do anything physically really? Do you remember that day when you felt better and you were actually able to get up and make yourself a cup of coffee or go for... Be grateful for that. That feeling feels so good. So then we should be grateful for that every day that we can get to do that. Thank you, God, that I can go for a walk. Thank you that I can hear my kids singing in the car, counting to 100. Thank you that I can get up and make myself a cup of coffee. The second thing we will be looking at, what I think we should be practicing when it comes to our physical tanks, is to pay attention. One of the consistent instructions in the Bible is to pay attention. For example, in Proverbs, we are told to pay attention to our Father's words. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ears to my words. How many parents have said that to their kids? Pay attention. And then it goes on and it directly links this to our physical health. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. So paying attention to what God is saying and paying attention to my physical body is helpful to us. One of the ways that God helps us to do that is that he created these wires within our bodies. They're like almost like dashboard lights that show us like something is wrong. You need to pay attention. Our daughter is very inquisitive about the car and about the lights. And we've taught her that the fuel gauge tells us when we need fuel in our car. So even if we had to miss it, she is checking that gauge. So she would tell us, you need to get to a filling station, Mom, because the car's fuel is low. My mom was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer in 2012. And it was quite an anxious and a fearful time for us as a family. We didn't know what the future will hold, and she runs her own business, so sometimes running your own business can be hard to put boundaries in place, to have fixed times of when you work, when you don't work, when you stop. And from the moment that she was diagnosed, there was a change. There was a switch. There was something that made us and her decide to pay attention to what her body is saying. There was a decision made to prioritize a good night's rest, to prioritize healthy food. We all as a family read food labels to know what we are putting into our bodies. And I'm not saying that we should get sick before we pay attention. We should be doing that on a daily basis. Pay attention to our bodies. And I'm grateful to say that it's been 12 years. My mom is still cancer-free. And we are so grateful for God that he came and he carried her. He carried us and he healed her. And we can still share her testimony today. Unfortunately, we also sometimes forget to continue to pay attention. I don't think she'd mind me saying that we often have to tell her, Mom, you have to pay attention and make sure you're not overworking yourself. You need to make time to rest as well. So there are many things that can be said about this. Our physical tanks and our bodies, there are many things that we can say. But this morning, I want you to look at these two things. Be grateful for what your body does do, what you can do, and pay attention to what your physical health is. And this morning I want to ask myself and I want to ask all of you, are we paying attention? Am I paying attention? Are you guys paying attention to your physical health? I'd like to close us off with praying two things. Firstly, I want to use Psalms 139 as a prayer of gratefulness. And then I want to ask God to help us to be better at paying attention to our health. So please stand with me. As I'm praying it here, I want to ask